Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Boxer's number one podcast. And very boring activity this week, but we still want to talk boxing because that's what we do. Keep it consistent every week, regardless of what the situation is. So, Coach Payne, I want you to go ahead and vent about some of these BS fights that they got coming up and tell us your thoughts on them.
All right. How's everybody doing this morning? Listen up, guys. I got something that's been bothering me that I just recently found out about, just about a week ago or so. I don't know if anybody else has heard this, but Miguel Cotto is supposed to be scheduled to fight coming up soon, and there were talks of him fighting either Ruslan Provodnikov or Diego Chavez. Now, keep in mind, either one of those fights or either one of those opponents would have been fine with me. Either one of those guys against Cotto, I think, would have been a fun matchup for the fans. Whether it had been a great fight, that's a question up in the air. But I think it still would have been fun. It still would have been something to get a little bit excited about because both of those guys, they bring it, and they come to fight, and they usually give trouble to whoever they fight with. And Cotto, you know, coming off of a even though he lost, he came off a pretty good fight with Canelo Alvarez, which, you know, a lot of people felt that was really close, and he looked pretty damn good. So I was really excited about either one of those guys getting in there with Cotto and that fight being made. But now I'm finding out that there's talks of, Cotto fighting a James Kirkland. All right, now, guys, if you remember James Kirkland, not too long ago, he got his head rung and knocked out cold by Canelo Alvarez in a very, very terrible performance on his part. And the last few times we've seen James Kirkland, he's had terrible performances. The guy hasn't been the same since he got out of jail some years back. He only competes maybe, what, once a year, if even that. And it's nothing significant. So after that knockout loss, for them to even consider him fighting against Miguel Cotto, and not just fighting against Miguel Cotto, guys, but keep in mind, they want to make this, or they're trying to make this, a pay-per-view event. And I think it's just absolutely ridiculous. I don't normally get fired up much about, you know, anything going on in boxing. I mean, I just try to accept that that's just the way things are. It's business, whatever. But this is absolutely ludicrous. And I couldn't imagine not one person wanting to throw in money to pay for this fight. And I can't even imagine somebody wanting to make this fight in the first place. It doesn't make any sense. And, you know, as Mayweather would say, you know, if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. And I just don't see how this makes any sense at all. If anybody's got any thoughts, you know, that'd be great to hear any comments or anything from the fans out there, if they would even consider watching this fight. Much less, you know, paying for it. But this is to me is bad for boxing. And forget about Ruslan Provodnikov and Tim Bradley. I mean, there's so many other fighters you could try to put Cotto up against that would make for good fights. Or, you know, hell, anything is better than putting him in there with James Kirkland. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I've reached out to James Kirkland before, and I've talked about, you know, trying to get with him and help get him on his career back on track and training him properly and getting him back at the top of the division to be a threat. But, you know, he's not only makes bad decisions outside the ring, they're inside the ring. It doesn't matter where it just seems he's no good for boxing anymore. And I'm not trying to say it, like I said, to be disrespectful, but it's just terrible. I've heard nothing good or seen nothing good coming from James Kirkland in the last couple of years. So, I hope that fight doesn't get made. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear about it anymore. And I will be sick to my stomach, literally, and puke if I find out that fight gets made, especially if it gets put on pay-per-view. So I'm asking fans, please just don't support that at all. I mean, if that's something you really want to see, by all means, that's your business. But I just don't think it's a good matchup for boxing. I think it's bad for the sport, and it's just ridiculous. We're not idiots. We're not fools. We want to see the best fight the best, or at least some fun matchups that make sense. This does not. It's garbage. Flush it down the toilet. Turn the page and close the book. And that's what I got to say about that.
Well, especially since James Kirkland always demands $70 million just to fight him. All he does is get knocked out every time he does fight. I've never understood that theory with him. How he just automatically say, well, you got to pay me this much money or I'm not going to fight. He did that with Canelo, and that's why he's out of the sport a year. The other thing about James Kirkland, who's ever behind him, they don't know how to build him up. They're supposed to build him up with, like, a couple of mediocre fights, make him look good, then fight a Canelo, then fight a Cotto. But if it's a competitive fight and he doesn't get knocked out cold, then he'll remain in the top 10. But he doesn't even know how to do that. All he wants to do is say, that's not enough money. That's not enough money. That's not enough money. And then get knocked out. It's like, how is anything not enough money when all you do is get knocked the hell out?
Right. Yep. And you know, Corey, it's not – and I'm not even just mad at James Kirkland. I mean, he's a guy who, you know, who's trying to bargain and try to make some money or whatever. But, you know, even aside from Kirkland being a disappointment, you know, in the last recent years, I would say that this fight is so bad that it would be a disgrace for the person who even is trying to put the fight together, period. I wouldn't blame, of course, James Kirkland for trying to get the fight. Obviously, like I said, he wants a payday and he wants to, you know, get back in the spotlight for a little bit. That's fine. But it's a disgrace for whoever the heck is putting this together, because not only is James Kirkland just not really, good for boxing anymore. I mean, like I said, he hasn't been a threat in a long time. And he's just, to me, he's not in the best of health mentally. I don't think he's right. I think something's wrong with him. And again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I'm just calling it like I see it. I don't think he's in the right state of mind to be fighting in boxing anymore. And so it's almost like anybody who's granting him licensing and pushing him to fight these guys, because Cotto ain't no pushover, man. We've already seen that. You know, we know Cotto's got, you know, punching power, and he's still crisp, and the guy can fight. And so, you know, to throw James Kirkland in there, who really just looks like he's a has-been, he's a nobody, and he didn't really have much of a skill set even back in the day when he was doing, you know, quote-unquote, doing well. You know, he was winning fights, but he was still in there in wars and in serious battles with his opponents for the most part. To me, what got James Kirkland by was Ann Wolf's conditioning as far as giving him that ability to have that stamina and the endurance to keep going. So to me, it was his sheer toughness that really got. But if you go back and look at a lot of those men, there were wars, man. He went in there and there were just a lot of back and forth banging out, and he just came out the victor most of the time, you know. But now he's getting not only beat up, but now he's getting knocked out. You know, I feel like his speech isn't, the way he talks, to me, just it's showing signs that he doesn't need to be in there anymore. So, again, aside from him not having a good boxing skill set and not putting on good performances, I think it's also now becoming a health issue, and it's also becoming just plain out, you know, plain old not fair for the fans either, whoever's trying to put this together. And I haven't looked into, you know, promoters or who it is that's pushing this fight, but just, you know, just please make it stop. This is ridiculous. It's not fair to anybody. It's not even good for Kirkland. You know, it's other than the pay, it's not good for him, his health. And that's, to me, what's most important, because what good is money if you ain't got the health, you know, to be able to enjoy it?
Yeah, but he's not getting knocked out, Nick. He's getting knocked out cold.
Yeah, he's dying every time he goes in the ring.
Yeah, I mean, it's a chance that he may not make it out. That's what's scary about him. That's what's scary about him is he may not even make it out. He may just be, you know, asking. I mean, then it's just crazy. Like who was behind his career, Nick, where he said they'll offer him $500,000 for a fight? Like, who was the fight in the middle of the year they offered him for after he got knocked out by Canelo? I can't remember, but me and you both were sitting there like, that's actually a good fight for him. That'd give him a good chance to redeem himself, and they offered him $500,000, and he said that wasn't enough. And it's just like, it was like crazy. Like, we all started laughing. We were like, dude, you can't get that much money. Andre Berto, or what's his name, didn't even get that much money to fight Floyd Mayweather or Robert Guerrero. Like, the money he'd be asking is crazy. And it's almost like he fights once a year so that stupid stuff happens, and then when that dumb stuff happens, he makes sure that, okay, now I don't have no other choice, so whoever HBO gives me, now I have to fight. Because whoever's behind his career, obviously, you know they're not going to have any manage his money financially, right, either. So
right.
It's a sad story because it could take one or two people, a good manager and a good trainer, to flip his whole career. And him and somebody like Mike Alvarado could actually be superstars. They might not be Canelo Alvarez, Miguel Cotto material, but you know what? They'll be top 10 in the world and have a consistent, you know, fights going on. And being that Miguel Cotto is on his way out the door and Floyd's on his way out the door, guys like James Kirkland could actually thrive right now because everybody's about the same. Like, just think about Jermell Charlo. Like, Kirkland versus Charlo would be a great fight, both from the state of Texas, both in the same weight class. You know, it's the only thing, you know, and if Kirkland wanted to, he could honestly move himself up and go fight a Triple G and get a big payday for that. He just needs to be competitive and quit getting knocked down and laid flat. You know, he's getting cold cocked. You know, as they say in the hospital, he's out there getting flatlined. He's not like getting beat up and fighting back like Ruslan Provodnikov. He's getting flatlined.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely not good.
Yeah. Now tell me about the story you told me about earlier this week where you said that it looks like our buddy Marcos Madonna is not interested in fighting anymore.
Yeah, man. Gosh, dog. It's funny and it's a little, you know, sad and disappointing also. So listen up, fight fans. Anybody who's a Marcos Maidana fan, such as myself, and I think I'm speaking for Corey also, you know, we've really been looking forward to seeing Marcos Maidana get back into the ring, man, because, I mean, let's face it, anytime they put him in the ring against anybody, you know, it's going to be a fun fight. And there's no doubt about that. So, you know, the guy's a past champion. He's created upsets. The first one, you know, that everybody, you know, saw was the Victor Ortiz, when Ortiz was coming up and he was able to make Ortiz quit that fight. And that was the one that really just launched him out, man. And he's just been, he's a monster in there. But anyways, you know, after he fought Floyd, you know, those couple of times, you know, we haven't seen him in a long time. He just kind of fell off the face of the earth and everybody was wondering what happened to him. Well, you know, there was talks before in articles I was reading about him having gained a lot of weight. They say he blew up to, you know, maybe a little over 200 pounds. And mind you, this was a guy that was competing at, you know, 147, 140, you know. So here he is ballooning up, and they're wondering when he's going to come back. And now he goes, apparently he went back to his trainer, Robert Garcia, his last trainer, and had talked about coming back to fight. Well, Robert Garcia said he didn't even want to mess with him until he cut down at least, you know, some of that weight that he had already, because it was just ridiculous amounts of excessive weight that he was carrying, and that just wasn't going to be good for him. So, you know, of course, he disappeared again and hadn't heard anything, and then until just recently, I guess there was an interview with Robert Garcia again, and they had asked him about it, and he had said that he knew for a fact that Marcos Maidana just did not love the sport anymore. That, you know, he didn't really have any interest in coming back. He wasn't really showing any initiative to come back or lose the weight. And it was a very short article. And right after they had mentioned that, that Robert Garcia's reply, I scrolled down and there was a picture of Marcos Maidana. And there's this picture of Marcos Maidana sitting there chilling, I guess with family or friends. And the guy was ballooned up, man. He was very, you know, hefty. He was bloated in the face and the belly. You know, his body looked soft and he was just chilling, man. And that's why I knew I had to send that article to you, Corey, because we had been talking about when he's coming back. But it was sad to know that now, man. It's almost like you might as well just forget it. I think Marcos Maidana's career is said and done, man. And so, you know, don't get your hopes up, guys.
I mean, I'm fine with that. I just hope he invested his money.
Right, right. Hopefully.
I mean, because his money quadruples, you know, because he's with Argentina. You know, he's just all team. He used Argentine like revenue and all that stuff, so that's fine. I just hope he saved his money, because if he didn't save his money, Nick, I just hope 10, 15 years from now, we're not looking him up, and we're like, oh, Marcos Maldonado is just hanging out on his farm really fat in Argentina. I just hope he invests that money into some type of economic growth there in Argentina for himself and for his family. Because for 5 years from now, he's not going to be able to get a fight for what he could get. Because right now, he can still get a fight and get paid $1 million. If he fought a Danny Garcia, he could still make $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. And like I said, we're all, I think the majority of the boxing world would love to see Marcos Maidana come back. Like I said, I'm with you on that, Corey, where you're saying that, you know, you're hoping he's investing his money and that, you know, because, you know, we want that for people. I mean, that's the American dream. You know, you want to, you know, do what you love to do and make a living doing what you love to do and being able to take that money and enjoy your life. You know, to me, especially for fighters, you know, you want them to do well in life because they put so much hard work into their sport. You know, it's such a rough sport to go through. And, you know, you've watched them in the ring. You've watched them, you know, entertain us. You've watched them, you know, get beat up. You've watched them, you know, bleed. You've watched them cry. You know, you've almost feel like you know them, you know, on a personal level. And so it's nice to know that they can get out of the game still, you know, somewhat with their brain intact, you know, and still somewhat healthy and having money on them so they're not desperate to have to – they don't feel like they have to come back to fighting even if they don't want to, you know. So that's good. You know, like you said, if he's staying away from the ring, I hope it's because he wants to stay away from the ring and he's enjoying his life and hopefully he can hold on to that money and use it wisely and invest it, you know, in a way that it'll keep, you know, giving back. But I definitely, like you said, we don't want to hear years from now that he's having to come back and he's out of shape, but he has to come back because he needs the money. You know, that's what we don't want to hear. I totally agree. I hope he's doing well. I hope he's enjoying his life. I hope he's not, you know, not at a low with his money. And if he stays away, I want it to be his decision. And if he comes back, again, I want that to be because he loves the sport and he just wants to come back and compete, not because he has to. So, most definitely.
Yeah, I definitely think he's going to miss the fans.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I definitely think he's going to miss the fans. I think him and Batista are going to both miss the love they give to the fans because you see they're kind of in Argentina and all over the world, but whenever they come over here, you see their face brighten up when they hear the applause and the standing ovation.
Right.
The fans. So I think right now he's good if it's a distant memory, but I think if he actually got on a plane and came over here to USA and trained with Garcia, he would be like, dang, I do miss this. I just don't realize it because I'm in my own little world right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, absolutely.
It's his life. I wish him the best. I know he did say on Twitter that one day that he was Danny Garcia. You know, I mean, he stays pretty active on Twitter with Adrian Broner and a lot of the fighters that still are active over here. So, I mean, he's got to have some type of love for him because he still watches. And obviously, or else he wouldn't have called Danny Garcia out there one day. I wonder what's not pushing him to be like, let me just get up and do this. I think maybe he's content at this point. We'll see before the end of the year. So, it's still early in the year. It's only March. But if him
right.
over there don't fight by the end of the year, I mean, box is going to have to turn to some more, you know, fun things because – James, well, I guess we can't even compare him to James Kirkland. At least those two have actually won good fights. James Kirkland hasn't won any big fights yet.
Right.
So.
But, yeah,
he won $20 million for every fight. That's they got.
Y'all
got to pay $3 million before you fight. You like, James, you haven't fought any damn body. And then on top of that, you're not having to fight anybody. You haven't beat anybody.
Right.
That's
no,
the way
you're right.
Demand that type of stuff. You want to pay me $70 million? Like, dude, you're crazy, man.
Yep.
So, Andre Ward's back in the ring next week. You want to touch up on that at all?
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna have to. Well, you know, first and foremost, I want to say about that is that I'm excited to see Andre Ward back in the ring because, you know, as I've always said before, I believe the guy is, you know, multi-talented, you know, in there, man. The guy's one of the best that I've ever seen, you know. And it sucked when he had to when he left, and, you know, he kept coming up with all these injuries because, like I've said before, he could be the best fighter in the world, the best athlete in the world, period. But those injuries, man, are just – that's the worst thing you could – you know, a coach or a trainer could ever, you know about their fighter or any athlete is that, you know – because, hell, I don't care how – with an injury, you can't go out and play. You know, you can't go out into the ring and fight. So it doesn't matter. So that was very upsetting, very disappointing, very frustrating. And this isn't to say that Andre Ward was making anything up. I'm just saying it just sucks that, you know, that he has those chronic type of injuries that continue to seem to happen to him and keep him out of the ring and inactive, because I feel like some of his more better years are escaping him because of these injuries. And so I just want to see him get back to being healthy, get back in the ring and do something amazing again, like he did before. The first time I really got saw who Andre Ward was and got to know him was when he was participating in the Super Six, I believe it was, that they had put together a tournament. And he did. I mean, he's an amazing guy. He can do it all. To me, he was like a larger version of a Floyd Mayweather. And that's what he had reminded me of. And so I'm glad to see him back in the ring, man. Now, as far as his opponent goes, though, I don't really know much about the opponent, but I have been reading in some articles that some people believe that this is going to be Andre Ward's one of his toughest tests in the ring, possibly. And really? Some believe that this guy could be a threat. And I don't know if it was – I think they had mentioned something about his – I guess it was his – is he from Cuba or something? He was like he had some kind of pedigree background of being a skilled and had some kind of punching power, apparently, that was significant. And they felt this could be a really tough test for Andre Ward. But that's all I know about. I'll have to definitely go and look this guy up and see what's going on.
Well, see, I didn't know that. I didn't know he was going to be a tough test. So this is actually a good opponent, huh?
Apparently. And that's just, I've only read that twice. Like I said, I haven't seen anything on him. I haven't, you know, I don't know about the credibility of who's putting these articles up, you know, as far as the authors who's writing them, but that's what I've been hearing. They say it should at least be a good challenge. But they believe the guy has punching power and that he has some kind of Cuban or some, you know, some kind of background where he did really well with his boxing skills. So, like I said, he's definitely somebody we need to check it out, you know, and kind of size him up a little bit. But apparently it's going to be an interesting matchup.
Well, let me ask you this. Is Andre Ward fighting at 168 or is he fighting at 175 for this fight?
Oh, man. Good question, Corey. Well, I mean, I know we've had talks of him moving up. So it could be his first fight after having moved up. So like I said, I wish I could elaborate more, man. Well, I'll have to go back and check out get some better information on that.
Yeah. I would say this one more time. I think it's sad that he has to move up, but other people in certain divisions don't have to move up. They get to move down and take on a bunch of lame ducks and a bunch of, you know, put, what do you call that garbage? They put pancakes and waffles on their plate every damn day. instead of put some damn hot wings or some damn blazing wings, they just eat fucking pancakes and waffles and butter and syrup. But an opponent, it's a bunch of bull crap.
Right.
So that really pisses me off. But whatever, that's why I have more respect for Andre Ward, and I think his career is going to be way better because he's willing to take up the challenge, like Bernard Hopkins said. So now this Dominic Wade Triple G thing, is this supposed to be any good? Do you know? I haven't heard anything on it really.
Dominic Wade, I'll say this. I don't know him. I don't know him. As, you know, like I do some of these other fighters. I have seen him a couple of times. I think he'll be. If let's put it this way, if he doesn't go in there with a mentality of being afraid of getting knocked out, you know, I think it could be somewhat of a fun matchup. Because the times that I've seen Dominic Wade fight. You know, he seems pretty sure of himself. You know, he seems like a confident kind of guy. He does show some decent boxing skills. You know, he throws combinations, things like that. The only thing I would say I worry about is that I've noticed that he kind of, I guess when he's being offensive, he's not really having a defensive mind at the same time. You know what I mean? He's he kind of tends to keep his hands a little bit low, and you know, he lets himself get caught here and there. Now, I don't know if he's had any really notable opponents, so I can't really gauge the guy too well. I don't know. I mean, I think it'll be an okay matchup, though. I think it'll be have its spots where it's going to be fun, you know, here and there. But Dominic Wade is, you know, he's kind of not really that well known, but I have seen him, like I said, a couple of times, and I think he'll be okay, I guess. But I think it's more like a Willie Monroe, I guess, that Triple G has fought before. I feel like it's going to be something similar to that is what I'm thinking. I could be totally wrong, but that's just from what I've seen, the couple of fights. That's kind of what I'm picturing right now. So
it thoroughly disgusts me. I wish he would just fight Andre Ward. And, you know, Canelo, he's on Canelo's side, but Canelo's been at 154, so he's fought a lot of smaller people. But we'll see. There's a lot of rumors about Amir Khan, and I'll say this before we get out of here. It's a lot of rumors about Amir Khan and Canelo's fight. And according to Amir Khan's people, they're saying that Canelo would only agree to 155 or something like that, or he wouldn't go down any lower. So being that Amir Khan's only fought at 140 and 147, and he's going up for this, what's your opinion on that, that Canelo would only fight him at 155? What do you think about that?
You know, I don't know. It's just a business deal, you know? I mean, people are, you know, everybody's going to look for their advantages, you know, in this spot or that spot. It's kind of a fine line to me, Corey, because, you know, one number one, it frustrates you a little bit, you know, that there's stipulations involved in fights. That's one reason why I just don't like catch weights, period, because then we wouldn't kind of have these little issues of, well, it was his idea and he wouldn't fight me unless I did, you know, just forget about catch weights. You know, but at the same time, you know, if you're going to have him, then, you know, of course, I guess I couldn't blame it. If it was my fighter, of course, I'd want every advantage, you know, that I could for him. So if one guy's, you know, like Paulie had said before, Paulie Malignaggi had mentioned, you know, there's an A side, there's a B side, you know, there's some people are going to have a little bit more authority and, you know, and say so in what goes. And the other guy, you know, fight against it or argue with it. But all in all, if he really wants that fight, you know, you're going to have to give up something, you know, sometimes. And if that's the case, then, you know, I can't really blame Canelo Alvarez for anything. I mean, if Amir Khan wanted that fight, you know, he got it, but it was just on Canelo's terms. But I also heard that Canelo was saying that it was Amir Khan's idea, you know, to have that fight, that Amir Khan was pushing it for the weight, and that Amir Khan believes that, you know, that he's suited for this weight and that he is going to help gain him some more super stardom, I guess you could say, by doing this. And he compares it to more of a Hagler Hearns type of deal, or Leonard Hagler. I'm sorry. I think that's what he was trying to compare his matchup to. So, I mean, it, like you said, it's rumors, you know, right now it's back and forth about whose idea was what, but you know, that's what I had heard, that Amir Khan was actually pushing for that. And like I said, he was considering this like a Leonard Hagler fight, and that this is going to propel his career. So, you know, I don't know. Who knows right now? But like we said before, I still think it's a kind of a silly matchup, and I think, you know, either one of those guys could have fought with somebody better. But, you know, here it is. It's happening. So be it.
Right. Yeah. I will refrain from getting mad about it. We'll just wait to see. Next week, Andre Ward's back in the ring. I'm happy he's back in the ring. Three King Pros Boxing, at Coach Nick Knowles, at NYC Boxing Fans. Anything else, Nick, before we get out of here?
I think that'll be it, Corey. Sorry, guys, we couldn't have more to talk about. You know, there's some things coming up, though. Try to do your best to enjoy some boxing, and just hang in there, guys, and we got some stuff coming up for you.
All right, everybody, thank you for listening in. Thank you for anybody that listens on Archive. And thank you, Coach Nick. We out of here. We'll be back next week when Andre Ward gets back in the ring.
All right. Sounds good.